What? You don't like
That's
me singing
noisy.
Over it?
No.
I can sing over it all I want. It's my show.
That's true.
It's my butler.
Well.
How are you lovely people, all of you in studio today?
All of us. I think we can, I can speak for everyone that we're doing quite well.
I was holding out as long as possible.
Howard's here. Yes.
Yay.
I'm back, bitches.
It's a good day. In the Papa's Basement Studios, it's the three of us. It's me, of course. I'm John Papa Giorgio, in case you forgot. That's why the show has that horrible name, Papa's Basement, which my mom tried to fix last week. She's like, Papa's Basement sounds ominous. How about Papa's in the Court? Because you live on Smallwood Court, and it sounds like you're holding court.
That
and I just kind of let it slide, and then she was like, hey, John, did you get my email? After about a day or so, and I went, Yeah, I did. That wasn't funny. I don't know. I'm sorry. And that's where we let it go. I'm here today with the always lovely Allison Frank.
Ta-da.
Allison, you can stalk via Facebook by going to my own Facebook page.
That's correct.
Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Howard Highland, what's your Twitter handle this week?
I'm still at what the F and Heezy. It's still going to remain that
what the
obscure
F and
way.
Yeah. That works for me. I'm at Papa's Basement. Show's website's in papasbasement.com. You go there. You're getting an episode every Monday, every Thursday, except for the times we can't do one. And it's also got my writing, the iTunes subscription link. Please use that. It counts extra. It's like double downloads if you download from iTunes. And then I'll get famous one day, and I'll be too big for all of you.
Aww.
Let's bring down this song.
Okay.
That's Will's band, Gray Sky Eternal. They do good shit. I like that as an intro song. I love how he bitches at me for using that as the intro.
Yeah.
Yet I've never seen a show where that isn't their fucking intro song. Like, he's like, that song is 3 years old. I'm like, well, you play it live all the time. I learned it from you, Dad.
Oh, my.
Before we begin, I need to thank the always amazing Brenda Moran.
Wow.
She's Mexican but has an Irishman's
dog.
Name.
You got to call her at Brenda Bren.
It's at Brenda Bren.
Promote her shit.
Well, I was going to, but I wanted to get her Christian name in there.
Wow.
She sent us a ton of See's candies. Which
that is amazing.
They've been my only breakfast today. That and a can of Mountain Dew from the vending machine because I'm a health nut.
That is impressive.
They're delicious. I've had my friend Tony, he gets See's candy, but it's always just these hard fucking lollipops.
Nasty.
You know the kind where you get almost to the end and you're like, yeah. I think I can chew this. And whatever's left just sticks in your molars for 48 hours and you're brushing them with the tooth. And the toothbrush can't penetrate that shit.
No. Or you get a lot of the soppy stick. And so it's really not the candy that's stuck in
exactly.
there. It's all the cardboard.
Stick is starting to melt away by the end like a gangrenous limb, like sloughing off its skin.
Nasty.
I hate that shit. But these are like these incredibly high-end chocolates. Yeah. And then there's a weird like chocolate cream egg.
That's cool.
That is the best thing ever. You can have them.
Thank you, darling.
Howard had a couple.
That's nice.
I had one. I'm saving my voice for a karaoke competition on Thursday. So
he can't eat chocolate.
I have to limit my chocolate intake.
Wow. Yeah. We all should, actually.
It's I don't.
For you.
I've decided until I'm out of the Madre's house, I'm just going to eat like a dog.
Do you know my grandmother used to work in a candy factory?
Really?
That's a true story.
Grandma Candy Striper?
She did. She was kind of
like. I wondered where that last name came
and
from.
And she actually just used to, they would get the candies on the belts. It was like a Lucille Ball.
I was going to say, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she got all of like my aunts and uncles. My mom worked there.
Did she also work at a vineyard where she made the wine by stomping it with her feet?
No, she didn't. But it was always great. And it's funny because I'm always telling stories that people really never know what is a big story and what is when I'm telling the truth. But she actually did. And it was nice when she would come out because her smock was full of all these little specks of
like
candy.
Like all these stolen candies
no,
for you.
Gems,
but like a
gems.
Hand was missing. You're like, Grandma, was that for us? And
oh,
she just nodded.
And she smelled. Most people love their grandmas and they say their grandmas are sweet and they
I
smell
only
like cookies.
One.
But mine really did smell like candy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they were like gems all over. All these specks of hard candy all over.
Mine smelled like Pall Mall and unbathed Labrador.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, they can relate to their grandparents' house smelling like gas leak and mothballs. We just associate that with
there's
old people.
There was an odor to mine, yeah. And it was, I think, a lot of dogs that didn't get washed much.
Yeah, someone left the gas stove on the other day, and I was like, grandma.
Grandma.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to wear a cologne called Old Fogey Must.
Mm.
Old Saggy Balls.
Delicious. I think you need some plaid pants to yeah. kind of pull that off.
You guys have heard the Macklemore song?
Yes. You're gonna pop
she
some
has.
Tags.
She fucking loves it.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
was playing it for me. She's like, you've never heard this? I'm like, I don't flip from Outlaw Country or, you know, Ron and Fez and Opie and Anthony. That's it.
Wow.
I haven't heard a recent song.
But have you ever popped some tags?
Yeah.
Skin tags, yeah. Oh, I use the little scissors in my travel grooming
kit. That's
what
they use in the dermatology office anyway.
I was so, yeah. I used to think like, oh my God, they have this great procedure for it. Mm-hmm. And I went one time to get a birthmark looked at.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, these skin tags. He's like, oh yeah. Dab, 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 chop. I'm like, hey, you know who could do it? This guy. And I've just done it since then. I chop them off. It's kind of satisfying in a weird way.
Yeah, I mean, it's just extra skin. That's really all they are.
Well, then, thank you, Nurse Allison.
You're welcome.
But like Macklemore, I'm going to bring it grandpa style.
Really?
That's kind of the message of Thrift Shop, yeah.
He dresses like such...
Actually, what the message is about taking tags off, popping tags, is taking tags off and switching them for a lower price. He's only got $20 in his pocket.
I'm glad that hip-hop has been conquered by white people who are into
popping
hipster
tags.
Fashion.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Why let the black guy have anything?
No.
If the world goes its way, it's just going to be blacks on the NBA court and the NFL field, and that's it.
Aww.
We're going to knock him out of the arts. Even Lil Wayne, just trying to be white, just trying to be poison.
Oh, my. Oh,
just trying to be Motley Crue. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he is not.
He's got a guitar on stage half the time. He's in, like, little spandex pants and shit.
I do not get his sex appeal. Like, one, he's a tiny man.
I was going to say,
he is
He might have, like, really big... You know, tackle though. Like, I know Kevin Hart is like 5'2", but he's black, so he's like a dick, like a baguette.
Like a coffee can.
Yeah, like it's almost like when you're a kid and you don't understand proportions and you just draw
you
like a stick figure with a huge boner. Like, apparently that's Kevin Hart's.
But don't
build.
You know, like, gravity? Like, if you have all that weight in the front, are you going to have the leverage to kind of pump and use that tool?
I don't know. I guess maybe
or you
could
just
work
fall
out.
In and hope for the best.
Like, you could get on top missionary style and then just use like a pulley system to continually lift you up.
I'm sorry, John, is that how you would mount Kevin Hart? Is that what you're describing right now?
If I were mounting Kevin Hart, yeah, it would be with a iPad with Papa's Basement on it in front of him. Going like, will you take a look now, please?
Just whatever. Whatever helps me not have to look at your face, that's fine.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think making love to Kevin Hart would be hindered or helped by looking at his face. Lord knows what the fuck circumstances I'd be in the midst in if that was happening. Probably the M16 to the back of my brainstem would be what was hindering the boner most of all.
Oh my!
Who knows? That and the spread man's ass in front of me. So much there. In that scenario, wouldn't be exciting me. The big black bean bag. What else do you want me to cite I wouldn't like? The penis, the man in front of me. There's
That's
a lot.
I actually know a guy, and he has
pretty
actually
much
banged everyone. And he
everything short of the bed.
A little Asian tranny. And he said it
There's
was
a lot
just
of those.
Like banging a woman, except for that. Tiny shriveled up penis flopping back and
just
forth.
Just like she's a meaty pussy. Which Asian girls, I don't know, they can have, I suppose.
Yikes.
Usually they have that like really tiny, like almost just slit in the flesh veg.
Mm,
it is what it is, though.
Yeah, and now who wants chocolates? Cream filled.
Me. Me. I don't feel too bad. I'm happy. I felt like shit this morning because Will got me sick.
Oh, no.
You know
That's
how Will
true.
Operates, Allison.
He's
You're a friend
so
of the
adorable.
Family.
He wouldn't.
His heater's been broken, what, 2 months now? Like
Him
throughout
and
the heart of
peanut butter can do no harm.
Peanut butter, my kitten.
Yeah.
Throughout the dead of winter, no heat. Finally caught up to him. Whenever he's sick, he's over at the Casa de Papa.
Yeah.
Trying to scrounge around for free food.
But he does that anyhow. That's fine.
But it's more so when he's sick. And you just sit there and you're like, God damn it, I'm going to get sick because of you.
No,
like,
you're not.
Like it's like during
Don't you wash your hands? You're
we
not
share
blame
food.
Your brother for this. No.
Okay, maybe part of it is my mom just bringing in food all the time when he's sick, but it's all finger food.
Yeah.
Like, there's no logic.
Man.
It's just like, here's a huge thing of French fries. And then Will's digging in. And I try to avoid it, but it catches up eventually. I think he was like drinking from some bottle or some shit. That's probably how I got it. Or he's just sneezing, using keyboards, using TV remotes. It's going to get you. It will catch up.
No, not in Maria's house.
It's like in the old days when they would like catapult a horse over a castle wall and let it rot.
And you just
died of bacterial infections a week later.
You're talking about this. I just saw you use your bare hand to wipe your nose. So stay the fuck away from me.
It's not that snotty, to be fair. But yeah, I mean, you rooting through the candies, I was sticking my bare hands in. You're fucked, too.
I ate one right before you told me you were sick. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Well, I didn't want to tell you I was sick because then you wouldn't eat the candy.
I didn't have any. But I'm sure they're lovely, and that was a nice gift.
Oh, it's great. I'll eat the rest of them, like, within an hour or two.
So you tainted them on purpose.
No, it's not like I sat there and just coughed like against the lid of the box and slammed it back down. I would like to share, but I had to put my hands near them to eat them.
Yeah. No, I don't think
so. Suddenly I'm feeling
sick.
Good, though. Suddenly I'm feeling okay. We could do two episodes, except time probably won't allow.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. You're just going to have to come back in a day or so and record another. Mm-hmm. I know it's fine. It better be fine, Allison. We got a couple topics to bang out.
Don't you want to apologize for saying that your brother got you sick when you really did it yourself with your own meaty paws?
No.
With your big meat slabs touching all over his food?
Do I need to?
Because you need to cut bare everything, like you rummaged through your mom's candies when she was ill. You're like, oh, these are delicious.
She probably shouldn't have been eating candy when recovering from surgery. I was performing a public service.
No. No, that's not nice. So you got yourself sick, so own it.
Probably by touching the remote once. He was marching into my room, too. Like, he would just lie on my bed
watching
TV.
He's a very tidy man, you know.
Now the sarcasm is getting, like, 8 layers deep.
He does wash his hands religiously, so he's got that going for him. There's no question about it. He really does. Now all those snot rags that he just leaves around everywhere like a bunny trail.
It is what it is, man. He just showed up, and I was like, wow, how long till I get sick? I hope it happens sooner than later. And I hope it isn't too bad.
Well,
I've been munching coldies.
Feels better.
Well, I don't wish him ill. I'm not exactly mad he got me sick. It's just by virtue of him coming over. I was like, it's going to happen. Because you got to figure whatever disease was enough to fuck up his immune system, given I share 50% of my DNA with the man, I'm sure it's tailor-made to fuck me up as well.
Right.
Like, it's almost bioengineered to harm me. But we could talk about how sad April Fool's is.
Yeah.
Although Ron and Fez are doing an excellent show today. They're pretending it's 2008 and they're calling all these things. They're like, I think we're going to have our first black president. They're calling for the Giants to upset the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Nice.
Fucking amazing. That was good shtick. But for the most part, people doing shit on Facebook, pathetic. So we can talk April Fools.
I wasn't on Facebook today.
We can talk my assertion that we're living in a golden age of TV drama, which Howard wants to
disagree
vigorously. And Allison, you had a topic you wanted to bring, and I think you've said it to me 4 or 5 times off air, and if anyone wants to know my retention skills, I don't remember what it was. I think it was a relationship thing.
Yeah, it was just a question, and it's good to kind
of... I like we didn't vote, by the way. Like, yeah, here it is. Let's go. We're doing Allison's thing.
She drove the furthest, man.
Yeah, exactly.
But the thing is that it's...
Tease it. Do it right. Do it radio style.
I don't. You tease it. How can you tease
it? Whisper it in my ear. We'll do 45 seconds dead air. Okay, just put it out there.
No, I think it's just a question. It's a simple question. If you are in a relationship with all of this social media and how instant everything is, how long when you start a relationship, Howard's in a relationship, can you expect the other person just to turn off those other backups or distractions or those kinds of things?
All right, I'm gonna put it out there radio style now. I can't actually do that because my throat's so raw.
Look at Mr. Fancy Socks over here.
Oh, Howard dresses like a pimp. Like a pimp. Holy. Or an old Jew in Boca. I don't know.
Wow. Yeah,
I feel underdressed.
It's amazing what a confluence there actually is there. It's like Venn diagram. Yeah. Pimp, old Jew, Howard in the middle.
I should have worn my suit.
So I guess it would have to be like an old Korean pimp.
Did you see my t-shirt?
What
this is
it?
Not really formal wear.
Oh, it's like crayons and a mob hitter. Oh, shit. It's like Reservoir Dogs.
Except
it's an orange crayon in the back bleeding his guts out instead of Tim Roth.
And then a white crayon driving.
For Harvey Keitel
his hand.
Going, you're going to be okay!
Oh, my.
Nice. That is pretty solid. That is pretty solid. So Allison's putting it out there.
Yeah.
Because of social media, a lot of us have people that we're not directly involved with physically, maybe because of distance or they're attached or whatever, but it's made it very simple to have these I wouldn't call them bizarre because they've become very commonplace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say everybody, but you and I definitely do this. Yeah. Where you have people you're incredibly flirtatious with via either text or Facebook private message, things of this nature,
Twitter.
Email maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be anywhere from just flirtation or risque pictures to calling each other. It can be a whole variety of shit.
Right.
But they're certainly not a girlfriend or boyfriend. You're not actually logging time with them.
Exactly.
And I think a lot of times there's also the understanding, given maybe physical distance or given we just don't feel that strongly in light of the physical distance, not much more is going to come of this.
Right.
And you're saying when someone actually real comes into your life.
Right.
A physical being, and you're actually dating them.
Yes, exactly.
These people who exist simply in an online cyberspace, at what point do you have to bid adieu to them and say, look, nothing against you, you're a great person, but I have someone real in my life, and I kind of got to knock this shit off because it's disrespectful to them.
Right.
And your question is, at what point, seeing an actual flesh and blood being, does that have to cease?
I think everyone, you asked this question, and I've asked it since we've talked about it off air, and everyone says right away. Once you decide that you're going to be...
I don't say that.
Everyone says right away.
Right.
Not many people do right away.
Exactly. And that's what my point is like everyone says, once you, not when you just start dating, but once you've agreed, if you and I are going to be a couple, John and I are going to be a couple, and I say, hey, listen, now that's it. We're not going to see anyone else.
And I'm
else.
Like, where's the anal and hotcakes?
That's right. I'm good for the hotcakes.
Yeah. You're not going to give me anal?
You can give the hotcakes anal. I can be very creative.
I'd be the receiver here. Don't worry. We'll hurt you.
But I think that once you've established that you're going to be in a relationship, like you got a girlfriend yourself, but you didn't eliminate those other extras.
No, I felt very... I'm going to go first on this one.
Okay.
I was in a relationship that ran 6 months-ish, something like that. Like for me, that's longer than, I guess, the average person, 6 months. But to me, that's somewhat a stretch of time. That's not nothing. And in the course of seeing this person, this is recent, by the way, it was like last year. So it's not like me going, childhood mishaps and shit.
Right.
I didn't knock off online flirtation one fucking lick the whole time.
But it wasn't only online. It was text messages. It's people that you kind of established relationships with, kind of
texting,
off.
Texting, phone stuff.
Right.
It did not abate for me.
Right.
And it was weird because she came almost out of the gates like too hot and heavy.
Right.
Like I was hearing I love you like a month in, shit like that, which by the way, women, if you do that to a man, he knows you're a nut job. He know like there's but, the older I get, the more I realize relationships are less and less about how you affect someone and more about just their thing coming into it. Like it's very serial killer-esque.
Yeah.
Like, everyone has their habits in relationships and the patterns and the escalation. And it's all like, I'm going to kill you and take your necklace as a trophy. And I have to bind your hands together and bury you in this part of the marsh.
Wow.
And that's just how it goes. It's the same way people are that they operate in a similar fashion
in
a relationship.
There's woods behind his
house,
too, by the
exactly.
way.
Exactly. I switched woods to marsh to throw the cops off track.
Oh, man.
But I think regardless of your reasoning on why you kept them,
yeah.
that's not really the point.
Well,
we did
have an actual relationship talk maybe a couple months later.
Yeah.
And maybe it was the long distance. She lived 2.5 hours away or so. I would like to think that if I had someone closer and the attention was more frequent.
I don't think so.
I would have knocked. Well.
I don't think
when
so.
When she was an online presence to me, or not even online presence, but when we talked a lot via phone, and it was like, I'm seeing you pretty much every weekend, it started to simmer down, and I started being like, I'll say this, by the end of it, a girl offered to jump my bones, and I felt good because I was like, you know what, I probably shouldn't do that. Like, I probably shouldn't physically cheat.
Yeah.
If it happened again, and I was seeing someone, and we had the talk, I would take it much more seriously this time.
I think my point is, one, if you have the talk, I think we can all have our reasons as to why you want to keep those up because it's fun. Everyone likes to be liked. And
when
that
you
form,
feel that it's really not, it's bizarre because you can feel it's almost like workplace flirtation where yeah. someone walk into it and be very convinced, Jesus Christ, that's over the line. Like a significant yeah. other could see you flirting at work and be like, yeah. holy shit, what's that guy saying to you? And you're like, yeah. it's Jerry. It's just yeah. fucking Jerry. It's what right. he does. It's harmless.
Right.
And that's almost the same way these text things work. Like they could see this texting.
Yeah.
And be like, what the fuck are you saying to this dude? And you got to yeah. be like, he's in Montana. Nothing's going to fucking happen. What do you want?
Yeah, but you can view it that way.
But it's so things, it's very hurtful. Like if I saw that shit on someone else's phone.
Right.
Like I would be like, I'm gone yesterday, bitch. And I'm fucking your friends.
Everybody wants the other person to not do it because everyone's saying like you should knock it off right away.
Yeah.
Right. But they view their own storage lot of friends
it's
and
different.
Faces
yeah.
as just harmless because they think, hey, I'm not going to act on it. But really what we talked about is that you are kind of retracting and taking away from this new relationship that you're starting.
You
because,
absolutely are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To think anytime you're not putting attention yeah. into that, like, you got X yeah. amount of attention in your life, and yeah. it can go to a person, and it can go to outside pursuits that right. aren't people. But anytime, like, your person interest, yeah. if that makes sense, is going to other people and not yeah. Your significant other is suffering for it.
Right. And so my question is, it goes back to that, then when do you expect it? Because it's so commonplace, should we expect it longer, or should we just expect it, or what?
Personally, I think it's a new thing.
Yeah.
And the right, we all know in our hearts, the right thing is to knock it off just right. like real world shit once yeah. you've had the relationship talk. It's right. almost like the start of the Industrial Revolution. And for 20 years, it was like, oh, you're getting some canned pork. There's rat shit in there.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is. And there just comes a time where you're like, we have to clean up the industry. That's,
yeah.
there's going to come a time where more established rules for these online behaviors
yeah.
get put into place. And it's like, that just becomes known the same yeah. way it's like, I don't know, sex on a third date or whatever yeah. the hell you yeah. want to say. It's going to escalate with newer technology. That's what people don't get. Like, can you imagine cyber sex? Like, it's one thing to watch someone getting off via FaceTime
right.
and you're doing the same. That's right. fun shit. Imagine Google Glass, like yeah. in 2 years, and someone's just like looking down at their parts and you're wearing your Google Glass and you're just watching this chick masturbating with her tits in your face. I was saying this almost as a joke.
Yeah.
Imagine when 3D printing. They already have $600 3D printers. $600 yeah. is shit.
That's pretty yeah. good.
Do you know what that technology is going to be in 5 years, in yeah. 7 years? You're going to buy them the way I buy a dot matrix printer. You know, just, yeah. it's going to be garbage.
Right.
People are going to have 3D scans of their fucking genitals. It's like, oh, you want to flirt? Here's the scan file of my cock. Make a dill out of it. Bang yeah. yourself with it. Here's the scan of my vagina. Enjoy a fleshlight that is me.
Yes.
Here are my tits if you wish to fondle them. It's just going to escalate. It's
yeah,
going to
so,
get.
So what does that
it's
going to
get
about
worse
monogamy.
Before it gets
so
better.
It's just,
I think
it's
monogamy just is getting some real tests because I think more intellectual people and yeah. idealistic people, they have tried for a while to be like, look, when I settle down, it will be yeah. for love. It's the right person. And maybe that's why I'm single until I'm 35 right. or 40 or whatever the fuck. There's a lot of people in this country who are like, I married her because she lived three doors down yeah. and you've heard of sex. I like it.
Yeah. But I think that, you know, it's just so instant that even if you agree and you believe in those like hardcore family values and you're in it to win it and all that, you can still have Susan's number and you can still send her a dick pic. You know what I mean? At midnight.
Howard,
because
your thoughts.
Your wife's
we've trampled on you.
No. I'm glad that you guys have been talking about it because my perspective comes from, I guess, similarly, I got out of a relationship last
yeah.
year. And I think that you can't ask people to just cut off everybody they've been flirting with entirely.
Right.
Well, can you at some time, do you think?
Yeah, but don't you feel like your feelings are hurt then if your girlfriend is doing that?
You can't be texting. I think texting sucks. You can't defriend people on Facebook.
So, see, this
like
is
that.
This is where it gets hairy because then there's different kinds of layers here. Like, you can
exactly.
You have to shut down your, well, you know, your saucy pics Twitter account.
Your Ashley Madison here's, account where you fuck married people, maybe.
Here's the flip side when it sucks. So, I was in a relationship for over 2 years and, you know, like, I'm kind of operation shut down for a lot of my female friends.
Right.
Like, I'm not really communicating with a lot of them. So.
Right.
Suddenly, like, I'm single again and, you know, commenting on status updates and there's like, oh, so now you can talk to me.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the worst.
And it's just like,
and that is,
screw you, buddy.
That is the single biggest resentment as a guy when you're taken and you're trying to do the right thing.
Right.
Other women, it's weird. Women are so binary. when it comes to sex. It's like, did you shoot me down once? The first time we got naked, were you doing a little Mr. Softy type thing? Whatever. You're fucked if you blow it that one time. And I can't, I know exactly what Howard's talking about. More than one occasion, a girl will have her like 2 month single window when you're taken, and she'll be just as hot as your girlfriend, and she's new. Yeah. Which makes her way hotter.
But you have to think, like, everyone is going to come with their own set of problems. So if you're going to invest in it and you think you've got a winner, then why not give it that, you know what I mean, winner
treatment?
Well,
you're being rational. Yeah. It's as a guy, I can't explain the allure of new.
No, and that's right. And
it's the same thing. It's just a vagina. It's just tits. It's just bitching. Mm-hmm. It's going to have a week-long period as well. And within 6 months, you know, all the crazy shit will calm down. You'll have to beg for blowjobs. But it's new right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tricky question, I think. I mean, even for women, women like to be liked. And it's even easier for women to be liked.
Women online, I will never even comprehend how they feel. It's like just start a profile on any site, anytime.
And you're bombarded. It doesn't
and your messaging box just fills up.
You don't even have. Yeah, you don't have to be attractive.
As a man online.
And you don't have to try.
As a man online, I've never had any. Is passivity a word? I've never been able to be passive.
Yeah.
With that shit, you can be very successful in your hunting for attention, but you're always initiating it.
I think if you have certain friends or those kinds of things and it's cool and it isn't nude things and sexual things and intimate things and you're not,
if you leave it open, you know what I mean? If it's not sexual, I don't think. Anyone could care. Howard, what were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, let me ask both of you about what I consider to be a big deterrent. But when you, when you're single and you're looking at various like friends where you're like, hey, I'm attracted to that person.
Yeah.
You stumble on that friend who has a pic with their current person they're dating.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge turnoff where I just like, I see this other person. I'm like.
You mean that they keep them?
It's like their profile pic on Facebook or whatever. It's just like, here is me. With the person in my life, like, please stop sending me pics of.
Like you think that's kind of like a bear taking a shit in front of its cave.
Yeah,
you're kind of like, I'm not gonna. Oh, that doesn't stop me whatsoever. I'm horrible.
All right,
see, I'm fucked up because I think I probably have.
No, it wouldn't be a deterrent some for me sort or for of, men either.
Well, some men. I mean, Howard's just articulating it, but for me, if. You are saying I'm very happy in my relationship. I'll probably still flirt with you playfully.
Yeah.
Because you're just taking shots at it. You're just like every so often, you never know what's going to happen.
Well, there's that saying that just because there's a goalie doesn't mean you can't score.
Right.
It's very true.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many people will put those pictures up.
Yeah.
But they're the same people that aren't exactly happy in those relationships.
No, because they're doing it really just for the other person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And the
but that's a good gesture. Yeah.
Someone
that's to me,
like, is like, I'm in a relationship, but I'm unhappy in it.
Yeah.
That's just opening your veins in shark infested waters. And you're like, please don't eat me, Mr. Shark. Okay, I'm fucked.
Yeah, I just think, though, if you have certain people and it's ridiculous and you're poking fun or whatever, and you share that with whoever you're dating, you know, and it's open. Look at what Susan just sent to our server John.
You know, a very
easy.
You know
what I mean? You know, and it's open.
Right.
And then
really
it's not
easy
so sneaky.
Rule of thumb. If your ex could, or I'm sorry, if your current girlfriend can open your cell phone and read the entirety of the texting you've done with these people and not really bat an eye, and she's cool, by the way, she isn't like, you're talking a girl, then it's fine. And
but
we
think,
all know it's like defined pornography. We fucking know what porn is, even if we can't define it. It's the same way.
No, so then there's like that open phone policy. Then how does that institute?
That's tough. That's
I would have to do a lot of pruning before any phone became
so
open
that
for
that
me.
Goes back to the original question. Then how long do we
I'm
wait
sure
before
that
you
was,
have an open phone?
I think that was even a source of suspicion in my relationship because there came a time where she was like, hey, check if I got a call. Here's my password.
Yeah.
And I think she expected some reciprocation.
Yeah.
And she did that with me. And I pretty much just reached for my phone and like hit it in my ass crack. Like we're just keystering it for the rest of the week.
I don't know. I think you got to trust people. Like to me, I kind of enjoy having my phone privacy
there was
and
no...
I appreciate like my part.
Well, that's how I felt. I didn't ask for it. I never touched her fucking phone. I'm with you. But it's almost for selfish reasons. Because I'm like, I know if you saw my phone, this shit would be over in 5 seconds. But and I'm willing to be like, you pretty much, I'm going to assume, have the same thing going.
I'm more like Mario Winans, like, baby, I don't want to know. Like, you keep yours over there, I'm going to keep mine over here.
But
like, whatever's happening on your phone,
kinda
I just don't want.
You're hindering yourselves because you're kind of keeping those blocks, those walls up. And then you never really know. So when somebody's 5 minutes late for dinner, or someone says,
and then
you
they
know
show
what?
Up and they're wiping the corners of their mouth.
You know what I mean? And you're going to a restaurant and they're like, oh, I'm so sick, I can't come.
My belly's so full of semen. I mean, I ate a lot of apple pie.
I mean, for you, that would be true. It could be semen and apple pie. We don't know. But I think, you know, it just warrants a lot of suspicion. And then you never really trust that person. So if you keep it open and you have a cool person, I think that you should just keep it open.
Okay, I think we've given our answers. When do you think, because it almost sounds like you want a separate time from when you have the talk compared to
I feel like we're getting back to the age-old questions. This isn't just social media, because now you're just talking, all right, so your partner, can they have friends of the opposite sex? I mean, for us.
But I do think all my friends are men, but it's not secret men. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
John is my friend, and Jason's my friend, and Joel's my friend. These are all friends that I've had for a very long time, and we're just friends. I do believe that men and women can be just friends.
Me too.
But again, I'm open about those relationships, so it's not secret, John. It's not secret, Jason.
Well, that was
a huge source of
stress in mine, and like kind of started leading to me being like, I gotta get rid of this bitch. She had new male friends that were like taking her to the movies at night alone, just the two of them. Even that, I was like, okay. Then it became a guy at my work who's a guitarist wants to give me free guitar lessons and is by the pool at his apartment complex. And that's when I was like, you go on that, we're over. If you're too dumb to see he's trying to fuck you. Because by the end of it, it's like, he wants me to bring wine to the guitar lesson. I don't really know if this is
It'll help
a guitar
relax.
Lesson. I'm like, no, it isn't. Get fucked. Exactly. Relax your fucking back door for his evil anal intentions.
I think, though.
I mean, do you think it should be a separate time?
I think men have a difficult time with women having those friends. I don't know. I guess maybe women do, too.
Because I think, like, definitely men and women can be friends, but they're those female friends where I'm just like, hey, it's just kind of fun because we make each other laugh, versus like, I've wanted to bang that girl since 1994.
But I think, again, it goes back to
I got some female friends where sex shit hasn't been mentioned in 3 years, and she could be like, hey, I just broke up, what hotel? And I'd be there in 15 minutes.
But I don't know that there is a specific time frame. But again, I think if you're open about it and it kind of eases the waters.
Well, honesty is always a good policy in anything. Sure. Yeah. Like I mean, told
that's
you, the candies would get you sick.
I don't know that there's a special time, but if I was dating someone today and they wanted to see my phone and, you know, I got texts and those kinds of things from other people like, hey, how are you? Or do you want to go out, or whatever it said? They would be open to that person, you know, and, you know, they could flip their lid or not. But to me, I think if you're cool about it and there's things are in the past and you've agreed to, you know, let those things slip away. You can't prevent other people from doing that. I don't know. I just think that you should be honest about it. I think too many people are not honest about it, and they're sneaky about it, and they think, hey,
because
there's nothing going on.
Because it's so easy to hide. It's the easiest cheating on earth. Like, real cheating. She's going to smell shit on your clothes. She's going to find hair.
Yeah.
You fall asleep in a condom you used with someone else. Things like that. I've never actually heard of that happening, but it's a funny mental image. I don't know about you. I use one of those. It gets off 5 seconds later.
I think for everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, who wants to hold those?
Otherwise, you're
going to
bob your bob your cock like a Rottweiler's tail.
I mean, it's
so simple.
It's weird.
What about everything's password protected, too?
So you're talking about people you actually know, but what about porn? Because, I mean, I've brought this up on the show before, but I talked to a priest one time about, like, all right, so people talk a lot about gay marriage as being like the enemy of traditional marriage. And like, this priest was just like, honestly, the biggest problem I hear in confession is porn. Just like dudes look at too much porn. They don't want to have sex with their wives anymore. That's
porn
the
addiction,
addiction
is
like problem.
So goddamn rampant and commonplace that it isn't even addressed as addiction anymore.
But I think, again, because it's so easy. I mean, you can get images, and you can get, because now that's like a reality thing, too. You're not only getting these porn stars, and it's not somebody so far removed, so far away, Playboy Mansion. It can be Susan next
door.
Let's
not even act like porn stars are that far removed. Honest
no,
to
I
fucking
mean, back,
Christ.
I mean,
I'm just saying,
100
like,
years ago.
To you hornballs out there, you can pay any porn star you want about $2,000 and fly her out and be like, I'm shooting for an upstart site, and fuck her. Like, everyone's like, oh, my porn fantasy girl. Yeah. Scrape together 2,700. You can be fucking Asa Akira's ass or whatever the hell her name is.
No, you can. But I'm saying years ago, you couldn't. But now it is easy.
Years ago, it was like this big muff, you know.
Now it is Susan next door, or it is Phyllis down the street.
That's great. The best thing ever, Reddit gone wild. just girls next door who are like, this is me in between my classes. My professor's a dick. Here's my pussy and asshole. Reddit's, I'm praying to God it's a fucking April Fool's Day prank. They've shut that Reddit down and made it private. And someone, one of the mods was like, I ran into my priest. I've repented.
Oh!
And the only way I'm not 100% like, this is bullshit, it was Easter yesterday. So I'm just praying at midnight that shit goes back to public, because I needs crazy. Mine.
But what do you and your girlfriend have? I mean, have you been going out long? Or is
no, no. We do.
So you haven't had a talk and you're not exclusive and all that?
We're exclusive, but we're not. It's been like a month, so it's hard to say, like, hey, give me your password to yourself. I was like, nah, I'm still, like, learning, like, meeting each other's friends, basically. So.
Yeah. I mean, when you're getting to know each other, but that was the original question, like, how long do you wait before that becomes open?
To me, it's almost like you got to get pretty close to, like, putting a ring on it, basically, is how I feel. Because I just think it's, social media is too much a part of everyone's life to actually tell somebody. Essentially, like, when you start saying, hey, don't be talking to people like that, I hear is you want me to defriend the people that I flirt with. And that's probably what you really want. Like, you're saying you want me to stop flirting, but what you really want me to do is, like, just stop talking to that person.
I know how I am with some women, and I know what these women have articulated to me about other guys they flirt with. There are some people who just will not back off. And I'm just saying, like, a chick I flirted with and then she suddenly gets in a relationship, I'm not going to knock it off if we had like a very sexual previous texting relationship or whatever you want to call it. And I don't think I should have to. I think it's incumbent upon her to just like not encourage it.
Right.
If that makes sense. Like I can do pretty much whatever. And I don't think it's really for the dude to be like block that guy's number either. Because as long as she's not encouraging it, shit, what do you want?
Yeah.
That's showing the girl's faithful to you.
Yeah. No, I mean, I agree. I mean, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, basically, there has to be like trust extended, because even if you have access to everything, like if you're just asking questions and surveilling the other person, that's bullshit.
I don't
too.
Fucking want, like, I don't know at what point in seriousness for a relationship I would actually ever demand that crap. Probably marriage, I suppose. I need to be like, hey, look, before we get the law involved,
but
I
you know
really
what
need
happens
to make sure you're not
that
fucking like 18
these people,
guys.
They build these things and then they go out to lunch and they do these kinds of things, but they do it under romantic notions. They're not networking. They're not whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, I have someone that I know right now. He does have a girlfriend. He has a girlfriend for 2 years and he asks me out all the time. And he does not, you know, just want to...
Hold on, we will pause the show because Erica wants in. Can you open it? What's up, Erica?
Hey, guys. Sorry to bother you, but if y'all could keep it down just a little bit, because in Studio C, they're actually picking up your volume.
Oh, look at me with my voice. Okay, we can keep it down a little bit.
But you guys can. I'll do my best.
We are rowdy and loud.
That's
it's
us?
Funny because they were the loud assholes.
Oh, really?
Oh, beforehand, yeah.
I'm going to keep it a little more hush-hush. Why didn't Erica just come out and say it was my mighty voice that was picking up?
Probably.
Oh, it feels weird having to do a quieter show.
Now we got to do like the smooth jazz version of
Papa's
Basement.
This is the fucking quiet storm, Papa's Basement.
Oh, my. But I think if you do that and you can foster other relationships and again, you're still detracting. There's just the harmless flirting and all that. But then what degree is harmless, you know?
I don't think much is harmless. I'm honestly there.
I mean, that's how I feel about it. But I think everyone says, hey, you should knock it off. Everyone says that.
Yeah.
And they expect it
from
the
other
person.
Well, it's the same way everyone knows they should eat right and they're in the drive-thru line.
Very true. Very true.
One of those things we all know. And I look forward to the coming years kind of clarifying that.
Well, hopefully your listeners can kind of weigh in and see what they say.
I would like that if any of them make it this far in the episode. My three loyal listeners.
But I think everyone just stands up and cheers, hey, knock that stuff off and don't talk to anyone else.
It's so sad looking at the sound waves of the recording. Like they were so high. Now they're the little fucking barely blips. I hate having to play nice, but I do recognize we're neighbors here. You know what I like? Right. Ugh, I hate limiting my voice, but fuck it. I can only Jesus Christ, I've had it loud next door to me. Mm-hmm. The racial slurs are flying like hotcakes.
Really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. In the live studio I record next to, I call him Black Napoleon, the little director.
Oh my.
He does music videos for just shit local acts.
Yeah.
And they're the most horrible things ever. But he's taking it so seriously. Like, he's cutting from camera to camera to camera.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what camera he cuts to, because one, the cameras suck. And two, he's blue screened in like a horrible background. Like, they're just rocking out on the top of a fucking building or something like that with the full moon in front of him. It's like, oh yeah, that looks real. You cocksucker. But they have the monitors up way loud. And so it just kind of carries over.
All right.
It's okay.
More shame.
It's okay. We did that segment, so now we're down to two.
Okay.
April Fools or drama.
You want to do final thoughts here and then do a second episode? Because that would be a timely thing.
I don't know. Hold on. Let me do the math on the length of this episode.
I see 48 minutes. Is that not true?
No. It's about 10 minutes extra.
My bad.
So we got... Hold on. We're at 50 minutes on this recording, but 9 minutes is jacking off. So we're at 41 minutes.
All right. So we got to do more.
We got to do about 9 minutes.
Any final thoughts on this previous topic, though?
Yeah.
I could keep going. I could drive this one home.
I mean, I could go all day, I think. I think there's just so many people's different levels. Like he was saying, there's different, like, oh, she can text, but she can't have this. She can't have a Facebook page. She can't have an independent one where it's just her modeling pics and all this, right. You know.
So it's about compromise, which is one of the basic things to make any relationship work. Because you got to give up something to make shit work, basically. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm very bad at that.
So it's an individual thing. I guess it's whatever you're comfortable with, which is in every relationship. But I think across the board, we just don't want the other person talking to anybody else.
Yeah, but the reality is,
it sucks.
With the guy that you're talking about, who's just trying to still take you out, even though he's got a girl or two or three or whatever else.
I mean, certainly if he's asking me out for lunch, then I'm sure he's asking other people. And he's pretending like he doesn't have this other relationship doesn't exist, which is fine for me. And I can be his friend because I'm not seeing anyone
myself. I'm not that dishonorable.
Yeah.
Well,
he is open about his relationship.
It depends.
Facebook.
Some of the girls I'm trying to fuck don't know about the girl. Like, if I'm almost having a serious relationship with the chick I'm trying to fuck on the side, I really won't mention the girl.
Right.
But then the ones where it's casual flirtation, I'll be like, "You're my girlfriend's jugs.
Yeah.
You sexy bisexual co-ed. Now show me yours."
But you know, Mitch Hedberg. Yeah, I know. He has a saying, and he's like, he's gone. But he had a saying, and it was, "I don't have a girlfriend, but I know a girl who would be mad to hear me say that."
It's one of the best out there.
Yeah.
That's great.
I love that line.
That's great.
And I think that's how a lot of us kind of view that. You know, it's kind of sad, though. Because
it
you expect so much from the other person, but
shows,
we're not willing to give that ourselves.
It's funny how much of kind of, I won't say intimacy, but fidelity can be based on just lack of options. And it's, imagine how much easier fidelity would be if you really had one attractive person in a living distance from you and you couldn't communicate with other people. You'd be like, wow, this is like the source of all attractive ass in my universe. Of course, I'm not going to fuck this up. And we've come so far from that.
No.
I mean, even the 70s, what would you do? Like fucking ham radio for pussy?
The CB.
Exactly. Using this horrible trucker handles.
Yeah. I mean, no. Now everyone can have two cell phones. And now we were talking the other day.
Don't
how
even
they
need
have
that.
This,
just get the Google numbers. Yeah.
Yeah. You have these apps on here where you can have a passcode to your phone and you can put it in. And then when your girlfriend wants to see it, you can say, "What's the password?" You give her a password, but it's the safe password. So the safe password doesn't show all of where you've been. It's like a kid zone. You know what I mean? It's kid friendly and it's open. So she sees all your apps. She sees your Facebook or whatever you leave open in that zone. And then she can't see all the nude pics and all your texts and all those things. Those other things are hidden. You know? So it's still deceitful. So
what is the name of that app, by the way?
Specifically. I think you have a new sponsor, John.
Yeah. Oh, God. That'd be good. Just to hide episodes of the show, if nothing else.
But yeah, it's very tricky. So you gotta ask yourselves, where do you draw the line? I mean, this question kind of came out because someone is interested in me.
Yes, why, Allison?
Someone is interested in me, but I know that they are all wrapped up.
He is flinging woo your way. What gifts has he brought to show his intentions?
I mean, plenty, but it's just ear candy, really, because I know he's engulfed.
Are they like cat gifts? Like it's just a dead mole on your doorstep?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I mean, but the thing is that I know he's engulfed.
In online box.
Yeah, he's just entrenched in it. But the thing that I don't like about this person is he's not honest about it. One, we're not seeing one another, you know? Like, if you and I, and then you just pretended, like you were saying that girl years ago that you were slam dancing with, and then she would come and you guys would slam dance, do the thing, have a party, and she was making it sound like you were the only one. Mm-hmm. How annoying is that? If she just could have come and said, you know what, we're going to have fun, we're going to party. But there's other people. But she just makes it seem like you're the one
and only
one.
It'd almost make you fuck her harder.
Right. Because
like,
she's
I
honest
to show
about
off.
It. Yeah. But
I'm going to be the dick in your life.
I mean, conflict avoidance is natural, though. It's just like, I don't really want to have this conversation about like all the shit on my phone right now, because that's not going to be a pleasant conversation. I don't really perceive that we'll be better for it if it survives after that conversation. All I see is that it's going to be a shitty conversation.
Or, and you can get arguments. And I think when people get catty and immature and people are young, and you're only 4 weeks in, so I think it's too soon because you're just getting to know one another and all that. So, and it depends on how much time you spend together. And especially if she moves.
It's funny, though. I think
less time.
Not all of us have regrets where it's like we've actually cheated.
Yeah.
But you talk to anyone about this, they're going to have regrets about online cheating.
Yeah.
We all have felt, Howard, I definitely feel like I've fallen way short on that one.
I mean, I myself, I have not. I mean, if I say that I'm
in it. Oh, really?
No,
really? The saint, Saint Allison.
If I'm in it, then I'll be in it to win it, and my word is golden. So if I say that, hey, I'm not seeing anyone else, then I'm not seeing anyone else. But typically, it just doesn't ever get that far.
Are you doing any other radio shows, Allison? Tell me now.
That's the secret. Oh, I can't talk about that.
Oh, dear.
But yeah, I think if you just got to be open about it. That's my thing. To me, I hate the lying. You know, that person who's cheating on his girlfriend. I'm sure I say cheating on his girlfriend, but he is putting himself out there to do other things with other women. I'm sure his girlfriend is not aware of it. And
you
I would
think.
Be super cool about it if his girlfriend was aware.
If she watched.
Exactly.
She's just sitting there with a Super 8, like filming Bob Crane sex.
I told her she could come along, but she had to stay on the other side of the glass of the bakery.
Camera
she's just
three.
Looking in like a puppy in a window. Yeah.
Camera 3, you're too high up. We can see his asshole spread.
Yeah, it's not good. But I mean, when it's new, then that's what we say. You're saying not until you're engaged, not until you're almost married.
I just say if you have the talk, you have to have a specific talk where it's like, I am also going to knock off the online shit. And you know what's really funny?
Yeah.
People, going back to what Howard said,
yeah.
I think people will assume you probably weren't physically really doing much
right.
behind their back. Because I don't know about you guys. Like, I'm logging a lot of time with someone. I'm probably not logging that much time with someone else as well. Like, I only got so many hours in the fucking day.
No, but it's funny how guys will do this and they will be with someone, they're on a date, they're doing whatever, and then they go to the bathroom and then they will reply to
do you know how guilty I've been of that?
I mean,
I've literally like had with the ex, I would be on the couch.
Yeah.
And I would be texting other women.
Yeah, sure. And it could be nonsense. But the other
person it wasn't nonsense. This was like nice tits. Thanks for sending that. And then I look over. It's like, honey, what do you want to watch on Netflix next? What are we doing for lunch? And then I go back. It's like, oh, you fucking whore. I want to slam it between those things.
You are a true pioneer of just internet sexting and all that.
I was at the forefront. You know, I feel like the Phil Spector of that shit.
But
which means a woman will die in my mansion. Someday.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's so sneaky and so covert. So why not either? You know, I mean, she's doing it too, probably. I mean,
what?
She had all those other guys.
No, she stopped. She was faithful to me.
Yeah.
Twas a virgin till she met you.
Exactly. Back
but
to
I
a virgin.
But I think because you
swipe
have shtick, and it's like Howard Stern, and he has his shtick and all that, and with his whatever. But he's very open about
his
flirting.
What's his shtick again, being an egocentric Jew?
Yeah.
What shtick?
But I mean, with the boobs and commenting on people's bodies and all that kind of thing, like it's all open. You know, now if he was doing those things in secret and he was secret squirrel with his phone and all that, to me, that's a deal breaker. But for you, you have your show, you want to be flirty and you have a lot of contacts and you keep it open and it's fine. But that, you know, on the sofa and all that.
So you're saying
stuff,
a girl who gets involved with me, she has to know that there's John Papa Giorgio, but there's also
the showman,
Papa's Basement, that persona, like Slim Shady. And he gets to flirt and do things like that and like point out vaginal imperfections with a laser pointer.
I don't know about all
that. You don't remember that segment from Stern? Like girls would get on the stage and it'd just be him with a laser pointer.
No.
Being like, you have cellulite here.
No, I didn't follow him that closely.
Oh, well, nards to you.
Yeah, I guess.
I just think like the dude has to like want to not just engage in that. But I mean, even if you took away all his like internet toys, we can talk to like whatever girls and look at whatever porn he wants. Like,
yeah,
he'll still just go out to like Baja Fresh and like check out the girl who's working the register. I mean, yeah, it's just,
but
that's,
it's different if you're not, you're just not engaged. Where these types of relationships, it's midnight. You know what I mean? Your girlfriend's at work and you are sexting her or and you're sending pictures of your junk. To me, that's not the same as, you know, saying, hey, nice shirt and, you know, whatever,
you're right,
at
you're
Baja
right.
Fresh.
For whatever reason, online, I guess because the consequences are so much lesser, people are so much bolder.
Yeah.
And it's so much more sexual, so
but
much
not
faster.
Only that, people will just give you their phone numbers. Even in person, in real life, I'll go somewhere and people just give you their phone number. Whereas before, that was kind of like, whoa.
It's a big deal because that used to be a home getting called and you couldn't control it. Yeah. And now it's like, you can't find shit based on my phone number.
Right.
And if you're bugging me, I flip the fucking ringer off.
Yeah.
End of story. Getting back to Howard, though, I tried to do this before, and the confrontation thing, I almost don't think people even want to admit that they've been doing the online shit.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, I think that could almost cut more deeply than hearing like, hey, look, while I was seeing you, you know, I was going out on dates.
Yeah.
I don't think people could be too upset about that if it wasn't like I was fucking these other people. But like to be like, oh, this whole time I've actually been like sending my jugs to another guy. You'd be like, what the fuck? Is it going to knock off now? What? Like that would almost be weirder to me.
But then you have to think like, are you investing those types of things and that type of time with the person that you're with? Is she getting your junk pics? Is she getting that time? Is
yes.
She, when you wake up at 3
she,
in the
that's
morning?
That's love when your dick pic goes to your girlfriend first and then it goes to like your 5 sticks.
That's what I'm saying. That is just not cool.
If you've ever had to copy and paste a sext, you know you're a piece of shit. And I have been there and then some.
Oh, man.
When you're just literally copying and pasting, hey babe, how's your morning?
Nice.
Fucking 10 different numbers. I'm a piece of dog shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's tough to just kind of knock it off. And it's
it
different.
Is.
It's different than flirting in person. And there's repercussions that come in person too, because there's witnesses in person. They could say, I saw John at Baja.
They can testify against the rapist. I gotcha.
Yeah. Whereas when you're in the privacy of your own home or, you know, while you're sneaking to take out the trash and it takes you long. And
I've always
I was
wondered,
separating
like,
the recycling.
I would start flirting with a girl and then she fucking had like someone that worked for Verizon. That is my goddamn nightmare. And it's like, hey, go through his records. What has he actually said? Oh, God. That I've literally woken up in cold. That's not bullshit. I've woken up being like, did she, that last text, was she hinting she knows what I've been texting other people? What the hell's going on here?
No.
Well, I think we can wrap it up. Finally, is the time lining up more or less? We've done a good 50 minutes. Managed to drag that bit out for a long
time. Well, there are layers
time.
To it. So.
Hasn't you changed any views on like how this works?
No, I mean,
I expanded your consciousness?
I think so. I think we put it out there, and then it's a good thing for people to think about and to kind of get twirling around in their brain. And a lot of times they think whatever they got going on is harmless and whatever. You know, your significant other has that going on too. So
no, she doesn't. They love me.
I like willful blindness too.
Yeah. Oh, God. I want to jump off a cliff now. if someone I was dating was 1/5 of the fucking pig I am texting, I would have to beat her with a shovel for the good of the world.
See, this is not good. You got to do some self-reflection.
Kick in. There we go. Nice. Well, Allison, yes, thank you for your segment contribution.
You're welcome, darling.
You've done so good today. If they want to get a hold of you to discuss sending you pictures of their cock.
Right. They can just stalk your page on Facebook. Yeah.
Are you're a fan of Papa's Basement,
yes,
right?
That's correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they can find Allison Frank that way. Also, when I put this up, you are now going to have to copy that link and put it on your own page.
Oh, I gotcha. Because
that way it shows to all your friends.
I gotcha.
And like you said, you've got 19,000 dudes all sending their dicks to you online. And that is my listener wheelhouse. Those are the guys who would get into this show.
So that's thanks, every Allison. Woman. That's not just me. It's not favoritism.
Howie.
At What the F and Heezy.
Good to have you back. Hopefully you'll be here now and again. Arena will never be back, but you will. Arena's off in Denver doing God knows what with God knows who. I'm John Papa Giorgio. It's at Papa's Basement on Twitter, in papasbasement.com, the website, facebook.com/papasbasement, and the iTunes link. I don't know. Look up Papa's Basement on iTunes. You can also get it from inpapasbasement.com. That's all of it.
Yay.
We're out of here. I want to eat candy.
Oh, my. Lots of free chocolate.
Goodbye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.